Well, I want to know, is there any hallelujahs?
Hallelujah.
Man, that's wonderful. Awesome. Blessings. A meeting around the Lord's table today to be reminded of the uncomfortable Christ. Talks about this in Colossians, and if you'll bear with me in this reading, and says, "For he rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transformed us into the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, both in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things and in all things, and all things are held together. He is also the head of the body of the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him and through him, and to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of the cross through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven." Blood of the cross. This blood we talk about, there's four things that it doesn't do for you. Four things. And I mentioned this one time before, but if you're like me, you might have forgotten. That's right. One is it doesn't cover your sins, the blood of Christ. It doesn't conceal your sins. It doesn't postpone your sins. And it doesn't diminish your sins. And then back in John, where John is baptizing in 129, John's saying is, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." What a promise. What a deal. That we can acknowledge the cross, the God who made this all possible for eternal redemption for us, each of us. So as we gather around the table here and we partake of this loaf, which represents his body, and this cup represents his shed blood, let us be reminded the cost that was given here from Christ to us. Let's partake of the loaf. Now also the cup, please. And help us to be remindful this week of the security that we have in Christ Jesus. Others might know him by what we say, how we do it, what we do. It's our privilege and blessings to be able to speak the name of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we're grateful. Opportunities, Lord, lays before us each and every day, not only this week, not only this year, but for the future, that we have in the joy of bringing the good news to others. Help us to be mindful of your presence in our life each day, that we might have the joy, that we might show the joy, that we might show the joy to others. Bless us now, Lord, as we have our lesson, as we are blessed with song, or we're blessed with a voice to speak your word. Give us boldness and courage this week as we do the things that we need to do in life. I thank you now for this time we've had. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.